In today's headlines, President Biden has signed the latest aid package for Ukraine. The Senate passed the bill after the president left for his overseas trip, so the bill itself was physically flown on a commercial flight to Seoul for him to sign. The package provides a massive $40 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, more than what the president initially asked for. And the aid comes at a critical time as Russian forces have claimed full control of the southern port city of Mariupol. The first military flight carrying baby formula from Europe is expected to arrive this weekend. 132 pallets of Nestle formula are leaving the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, and more is expected in the coming days. The shipments, dubbed Operation Fly Formula, are meant to relieve the deepening shortage caused in part by the closure of the largest domestic formula plant back in February due to safety issues. The plant could reopen as soon as next week, but officials say it will take more weeks before formula will be on shelves again. Meantime, Australians have ousted their sitting Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Votes are still being counted, but Anthony Albanese of the Liberal Labor Party is projected to be the country's next leader. The incumbent, Mr. Morrison, conceded defeat today.
I've always believed in Australians and their judgment, and I've always been prepared to accept their verdicts. And tonight they have delivered their verdict, and I congratulate Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party, and I wish him and his government all the very best.
Australia's new Prime Minister is expected to attend a summit with other world leaders, including President Biden, in Tokyo on Tuesday. Israeli forces have shot and killed a 17-year-old Palestinian militant and critically injured another in clashes in the occupied West Bank town of Jenin. Mourners walked with the body today as the Israeli military said the shooting occurred during a gun battle with local militants. Israel has stepped up military activity in the West Bank in recent months in response to a series of deadly attacks inside Israel. Jenin is the same town where veteran Palestinian journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was killed earlier this month. On Friday, the northern Michigan town of Gaylord was hit by a rare, powerful tornado. At least two people are dead and dozens more were injured. Officials describe the scene there as catastrophic, with cars tossed and structures toppled. The National Weather Service has not tracked severe weather of this kind in Gaylord since 1998. And former President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, met virtually with the January 6th Select Committee for more than 9 hours yesterday. That's according to two sources familiar with the closed-door interview. The meeting comes as a recent court filing revealed another Trump attorney, John Eastman, received two handwritten notes from the former president in an effort to overturn the election results. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, the real price Haiti paid for freedom from slavery and why it's still costing that country today. And the painful history of Native American children forced into one Missouri boarding school.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.